Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
This podcast marks the start of a series called Food for Thought. The meal table is a place of gathering, conversation, connection, and nourishment. During the slower winter months, Food for Thought is a weekly practice at Holden Village, promoting dialogue in the dining hall. It is grassroots-led and infused by the curiosities and passions of the people present in the valley, inviting villagers to engage our shared intellect and insight as we discuss a wide range of topics over lunch. It is action-oriented and justice-centered, partnered with a weekly village day of action that invites civic and political engagement.
My name's Andrew, and I am head maverick at the village, and I've been here for about 2.5 years. And I first came to the village in 2016 with Augustana J-Term Group, and then started on staff in 2018 in June.
I'm Sophia. I'm working as a maverick, and I've been here since the middle of September. And I first heard about Holden as a child when my family lived up here for a year.
Welcome to Food for Thought. We will be exploring the complexities of water, the importance of both the chemical and physical properties, as well as the cultural implications. Each cell in your body as a whole, and the earth are all 70% water. We all know that water is essential to life, but the influences that water has had on us as individuals, a society, and the planet as a whole goes far beyond that of drinking water.
At the most simple level, water is a compound made of 2 hydrogen atoms and 1 oxygen atom. Water is different from most compounds in that its solid state is less dense than its liquid state. As water transitions from liquid to a solid, it expands. That is why ice sheets form on top of lakes and ponds, plants wilt after the first hard freeze of the fall, and why here at Holden we drain the raw water system in the fall so that the pipes don't break.
As a listener, take some time to think about these questions. What might our world look like if the opposite were true and water became denser and contracted as it froze? And then what effects would this have on our agricultural and food systems?
Water is also unique because it is great at dissolving all sorts of things. That's why it is called the universal solvent. This is important because as water sits in any container, it will begin to absorb the materials or chemicals that its container is made of. This presents a large issue when so much of the water that is drunk throughout the world is contained within plastic bottles that are cheaply made and contain many dangerous chemicals. Our bodies, too, are efficient absorbers and gladly ingest the contaminated water because we need it to survive. Before you answer the next question, keep in mind that it is easy for us to denounce the use of bottled drinking water when it flows in such abundance in this part of a water-rich country. In some countries, bottled water is a main form of clean water and is a main source of income.
What are some solutions to the problems that allow for the prominent consumption of bottled water? Or what are some of the major issues that arise from the privatization of water as a resource? Aside from the chemical properties of water that have greatly influenced our evolution, water has also impacted our societies on a cultural level. This past week at Holden has been an example of that. We've heard readings about water drops from Robin Wall Kimmerer, justice running down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream from Amos, and the sweet sound of the river from the song circle at last Saturday's open mic. Water as a metaphor is constantly a dynamic influence in religion, poetry, song, art, and in our everyday sayings like water under the bridge, cry me a river, it's raining men, hallelujah, come hell or high water, don't muddy the water, fish out of water, and so many more.
Apart from the water you consume or interact with on a daily basis, how has water, either physical or metaphorical, impacted yourself as an individual, our society, and the cultures of the world?
Fantastic. I'm curious, how did you come up with that topic?
We've kind of just talked about all of the different things that we could do for a food for thought and thought of a lot of different things relating to food justice and water as a resource and sustainability.
And then we kind of went on a tangent about water and started imagining the world and what it would look like if water wasn't what it was. And we just had a really fun time with that conversation and thought we should share that.
Yeah. And we both have backgrounds in science. I have my degree in biology and Sophia has her degree in botany. And we kind of just went off, way wild of, if water didn't freeze the way it does, how, as the world evolved and the universe developed, how different things would be and how our freshwater systems would be totally different. And the prominence of perennials would probably be way more abundant because things wouldn't die off as often in the winter. Or would that even happen? Because would plants have evolved the way they did because water wouldn't freeze? And from, mainly just talking about our agricultural system in that way, we could have gone and done a whole nother food for thought session about the importance of perennials and how much more sustainable our food system would be if we focused more on those types of plants rather than annuals. And it's so easy once you really get into one of these questions to spiral into so much more depth of our food system. And we really focused on this one to go kind of step by step from cellular level to the body to the world as a whole. And so that's why we kind of expanded our questions from the first section into the second and third to relate it to that intro of your body, each cell, and the world being 70% water.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.